So we're taking a quick look at Flexi, which is new software for iOS, which lets you type on an iOS device quicker, easier, more efficiently for those that are visually impaired or blind. And it's a really great software. If you haven't checked it out, you really should. It's $15, although one really nice thing that they've done is now you can try it out and get used to it before you buy it. And buying it lets you copy your text, message it, Twitter it, and all that good stuff. So we're going to fire this up and take a look at it really quick.
Flexi.
Bring this up.
Words. Headings.
And I'm speech going rate. To slow Seven, down 60%, my speech 50, rate 45%, just for you guys.
40%.
There we go.
Headings. Words.
All right. So normally when you start the program, you have to interact with something on the screen. And it's a control that will allow you to type. So I'm going to do that really quick here. Okay. It didn't say anything. But,
no more text to delete.
There is a control that you interact with. And really what I mean by interacting, for those that are familiar with Mac, I just mean touching the screen. And that puts VoiceOver in kind of a pass-through. Certain controls can have a pass-through, which means that VoiceOver is ignored. And that's really useful in musical apps like Thumb Jam and GarageBand. But anyways, so I'm going to type in what I think is the word bananas. Hold on.
No more text to delete.
Yes. All right. Now, I don't have the spell or the speak current text turned on, but what I find out I can do, I can hold down on the top of the screen.
Alert.
And this will bring up a dialog of options.
Copy and clear button. BSNS PDF.
All right. So I wrote something that is not remotely close to bananas. I don't know Feedback. About you, but that's Export. Not bananas.
Flexi on. Cancel.
All right, so we're going to hit cancel, and I'm going to swipe to the right. There we go.
Bananas.
Now, it's smart. It knows
Capital B,
that
A,
I wanted...
N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, it spelled it out for me. Thank you. Anyways, it's smart, and it knows that, first of all, it's the first word in my sentence to capitalize it. Second of all, it was able to detect the letters that I entered and really quickly and efficiently, you know, come up with the word I wanted. Now, let's say bananas for some reason wasn't the word I wanted. I can flick up or down.
VSNSPDF.
Well, that's my original.
VSNSPDF. Capital V.
Oh, and it spells it for me. Thank you.
DF. Bananas. Balance. Banshee. Handbag. Memento. Candles. Islands. Islands.
All right, but I want bananas.
Banshee. Balance. Bananas.
All right, so we're going to go bananas. Now, because it knows the word that I've put in, it will, as soon as I start typing another word, it will put in a space. So there is no, you don't have to worry about a space or anything like that. So let's see, bananas are, and I've put in
R, W-T-E.
W-T-E, but it's smart enough, it knows I want R.
R, A-R-E.
My.
V-O-R-I-T-E. Favorite, Twitter.
And as I can show you, I didn't even...
T-I-T-R.
That's not even close to favorite. There's a couple letters in there, but...
Favorite.
Favorite fruit.
Right.
Oh, and I did not have fruit.
T-E.
It thinks that I wanted something else, but there is fruit. Bananas are my favorite fruit.
I-T.
Now, if I want to end my sentence, I'm on a word right now, so if I flick to the right...
Period.
I have a period.
Comma.
Comma.
Question mark.
Question mark.
Exclamation mark. Exclamation apostrophe point. S.
Apostrophe S. So you have some shortcuts for things.
Colon. Semicolon. Colon.
Let's say.
Period.
Bananas are my favorite fruit. Period. Okay, so I've got my sentence now. And like I said, you don't have to flick to the right. Once you have something that you want, you can start typing another sentence, and it will be intelligent enough to know that. Okay, so bananas are my favorite fruit. Are bananas green or yellow? I think they're green. They are green.
Green.
And
An.
Squishy.
Report. Artist. Trophy. Equity. Deputy.
And
equity.
Sometimes, like I said, you won't have
report
exactly what you want, and that's because
duty. Duty.
I put
D-E-U-O-D-Y.
So it tried to pull from there. So let's try squishy one more time. S-Q-U-I-S-H-Y.
Squishy.
There we go. Squishy.
Period.
All right. They are green and squishy. Now I'm going to show you another cool thing here. Let's say, I don't know, for the sake of argument, I like to name my fruits. And I'm going to name my banana, I got to think of a really weird name. It's hard when you have to think of like a random name. All right, we're going to name it Grobart. G-R-O-B-A-R-T. Now, obviously, that name doesn't exist. So, let me show you what we can do here.
I
named.
Vents. Sense. Names.
There we go.
Games.
No.
Babes. Named.
There we go. Named.
N-A-M-E-D.
My.
George. Banana.
Banana.
B-A-N-A-N-G.
Now, if I hold down on the screen and move my finger around, it will read letters. So G.
A. T.
Wait.
J. K. Deleted H. G.
G.
R.
R.
O.
O.
H. Hot G. B. N. B. Bravo. N. B. Bravo.
A.
S. A. W. R. T.
I didn't want that.
Tango. Dollar. R. E. Echo. Deleted E. Deleted W.
There we go.
W, S, A,
A,
R,
R,
Y, T,
T,
Grobart.
Grobart. Now, one cool thing is if you enter your own word, you can flick up to add it to your dictionary.
Added Grobart to dictionary.
There we go. So now I've added it, and it knows
period
that you know I may want to use that again. So let's see. I've now Grobart. Let's see.
Grobart.
Hey, cool. So I entered what I thought was Grobart.
And it knew that.
Is. Now let me show you another thing. I want to say that he's 3 years old, but I don't want to type the word three. I want to use the number three.
B.
So I'm going to slide over here to numbers.
Numbers.
And let it go.
Four. Five. Four.
And that brings up.
Seven.
A
four, one,
little keyboard two, here.
Three.
So I want three.
Three.
There we go.
Space. Deleted three.
Oh, I did not want to do that.
Two. Three.
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 Space. Space. Because I flicked to the right to give myself a space.
Eight. Zero. Letters.
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 Go.
U. Uniform. Deleted.
Y-E-R.
Years. Old. Period.
All right. So my whole sentence now.
Alert. Bananas are my favorite fruit. They are green and squishy. I named my banana Grobart. Grobart is 3 years old.
All right. So there is my whole thing that I typed out using Flexi. And I have options here.
Copy and clear.
I can copy that to the clipboard and it'll automatically clear. And with that, I could paste it into any text that I want. Whether it's into pages or notes or whatever.
Email.
I can email it to somebody.
Message.
I can message it.
Tweet.
I can tweet it, which I'm going to do.
Instructions.
Tweet. And you can read instructions. So we're going to tweet, and that will bring up an iOS tweet dialog.
Send.
There we go.
Tweet. Send. Tweet. Text feed.
And I can
is editing. Word mode.
See the tweet.
Bananas are my favorite fruit. They are green and squishy. I named my banana Grobart. Grobart is 3 years old. Preview. Image.
And then
location inactive. Button.
I can, if I want to, I can add a location, which
add
we're
location.
Obviously not going to do.
Characters remaining. 29.
And I have 29 characters left. Okay, good. So this will fit.
Send. Button.
So let's send it.
Send. Dimmed.
There we go.
Activate keyboard with a single tap.
All right. And so because I tweeted that, it automatically cleared it for me.
No more text to delete.
So let's do something else. Let me show you. Let's say I want to write a note. Let's see. What's a good note to myself? when.
With.
Nope.
When.
You.
You.
Go.
To.
Nope.
Deleted to.
Go.
To. Do. So. Up. Go. To.
To.
The.
The.
Deleted the.
Oh, hold on.
The.
Store.
Store.
All right. And
period,
I
wanna, comma.
You go to the store, comma. Buy.
Hit. But. Bit. Got. Boy. Guy. Cut. Cut.
I didn't give me buy.
Deleted.
Let's try this again. Sometimes, like a,
hit,
like I said,
bit, got, boy, guy,
you want
to
make sure that you're kind of close
guy,
to what
cut,
got, you want.
For, got, fit, boy, boy.
But it's fit, not got, giving me for, what I want
got,
at all.
Cut, guy, guy.
And like I said, this is something you may have to deal with from time to time. Smaller words it may have a harder time with, and it's only going to give you so many.
Guy, cut, but, buy.
There we go. Buy.
You, why?
Some.
Don't. Some.
New.
Few. Get. Hey. Her. G. Fee. But. Deleted that.
New. Come on.
Few. Get. Her. G. By. Fee. B. Deleted
me. Yeah, see, like I said, for smaller words, you really want to be a little more exact.
New.
There we go. Some new N. Laundry.
Gather. Hide. Larger. Launch. Primer. Garner. Not. Not. Deleted
like one.
Laundry.
There we go.
Work. Risk. Girl. Fuel. Down. Soap.
There you go.
Soap. Period.
Now, one thing I want to point out is you need to know how to spell a word. So if you think that a word has 8 letters and it really has 7, you're not helping your cause because Flexi cannot spell check for you. You know, it's just going to think based on the number of letters you've put in. So you do have to know how to spell, which I know for some people is a problem. But that's okay. I'm just, you know, something to keep in mind. You noticed I had a little trouble there. And I used a couple small words. With laundry, I actually forgot a letter. And so it was, I think, a little confused. All right, so let's check out my note.
Alert. When you go to the store, buy some new laundry soap. When you go to the
store,
copy and clear.
So I'm going to copy that to my clipboard. And I'm going to immediately go in.
Flexi, home, page 2 of Xfinity Connect, AT&T, 130, new Stanford, new Xfinity, utilities folder, opening, photos, remind, video, calendar, camera, maps, weather, notes, voice
to
notes.
My notes.
Account. No, add.
Gonna add a note, here.
Text field.
Now,
double tap to edit.
Since I'm in an edit box, I can turn my router, or my rotor.
Words. Edit.
Edit. Okay, so edit here, I can.
Paste.
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 And paste.
Paste.
That's all I can do right now. So I'm going to paste this text in.
When you go to the store, buy some new laundry soap. Done. Button.
And I am going to click done.
Add. Button.
And there's my note. Now, there's a lot more Flexi can do. You can do all kinds of punctuation. You can do all kinds of symbols. You have the numbers. You've got, you know, your dictionaries. You got messaging. All kinds of things. Really, the best way to experience it is to purchase a copy yourself. I know it's $15 and that kind of puts some people off, but it's a good app. It will, you know, as you learn to use it, it will increasingly speed up the way you type, and you'll find that you depend on it more for things. I use it all the time when texting now. I use it a lot because it's easier than pulling out a Bluetooth keyboard. Sometimes it's easier than dictation because there may be some things I don't want to say publicly. Especially if I'm commenting on how bad the person behind me on the train smells. Obviously, you don't want to yell that across the train. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. Everyone's different, but I don't. So, that's Flexi in a nutshell. You know, check it out. Seriously, I think it's a really good app. I think you'll really enjoy it. Thanks for listening.